Saute, no more, no more. Jerry Bader Show, 1050. If you are not aware, Southeast Wisconsin, including the Milwaukee area, getting their first significant snowfall this morning, and it's created an absolute mess for morning drive in Milwaukee. In fact, just have a story here from the Journal Sentinel. First major snowfall in Southeast Wisconsin made for a slick commute. Didn't have that in Northeast Wisconsin. I don't think pretty much most of the rest of the state had it. Just cold. I do stand by my prediction, though, that this is going to be a nasty winter. I just almost literally can feel it in my bones. I don't know what it is. I'm expecting the worst. I don't even know that I'm hoping for the best. I'm expecting the worst. And I mentioned this briefly earlier. It was very cold for the New York Giants-Dallas Cowboys game yesterday in the New York Stadium, the Metropolitan Area Stadium, where the Giants and the Jets play and where the Super Bowl will be held in February. Boy, it could be brutal. It could be bad. We will see. In any event, even if it's not, here's the thing, even if it's like yesterday was in New York, it's going to put a damper on things when people are used to a warm weather venue for the Super Bowl. It's amazing to me that New York got its way on that. And even all of the things there are to see and do in New York are more problematic in the winter. And what if there is a blizzard, as some believe there's going to be, and it snarls traffic? It's one of those things you look back and, okay, this seemed like a good idea. Why? I've had that happen. Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time. All right, I was an idiot, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Here, you have a hard time seeing that. The last thing I want to get to today is this. This is delicious. This is a story in yesterday's New York Times, Sunday's New York Times. It was published online Saturday night, but it was in Sunday's print editions. White House memo. Don't dare call the health law redistribution. Now listen to this. Rebecca M. Blank was a top candidate in 2011 to lead President Obama's Council on Economic Advisors. But then the White House turned up something politically dangerous. A commitment to economic justice necessarily implies a commitment to the redistribution of economic resources so that the poor and the dispossessed are more fully included in the economic system. Ms. Blank, a noted poverty researcher, wrote in 1992, with advisors wary of airing those views in a nomination fight, Mr. Obama passed over Ms. Blank, the top Commerce Department official and now the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin. Instead, he chose Alan Krueger, a Princeton economist. Redistribution is a loaded word that conjures up all sorts of unfairness in people's minds, said William M. Daley, who was Mr. Obama's chief of staff at the time. Republicans wield it as a hammer against Democrats, he said, adding, it's a word that in the political world you just don't use. These days, that word is particularly toxic at the White House, where it has been hidden away to make the Affordable Care Act more palatable to the public and less a target for Republicans, who have long accused Democrats of seeking socialized medicine. But the redistribution of wealth has always been a central feature of the law and lies at the heart of the insurance market disruptions driving political attacks this fall. In other words, this is like the New York Times, hey, We've got some big news for you. This is socialistic redistribution of wealth, this Obamacare thing. Really? Why the hell didn't we think of that? I wish I had known this like 3 years ago and I would have been telling you about it. Well, wait. They kill me when they do this. Really? So you don't dare call it redistribution, even though that's what it is. And that it is redistribution of wealth. It's leading to the private market issues that people are facing because they need to be forced at the barrel of a gun to pay more for their insurance that they don't need so others can get insurance at all. Americans want a fair and fixed insurance market, said Jonathan Gruber, a health economist at MIT, who advised Mr. Obama's team as it designed the law. You cannot have that without some redistribution away from a small number of people. All right, there's the lie. It's not a small amount of money, and it's not a small amount of people. Mr. Obama's advisor set out to pass this law in 2009, fully aware that the fears among middle-class voters sank President Clinton's health initiative 16 years earlier. So they designed the legislation to minimize the number of people likely to be hurt. So in other words, they knew there was going to be collateral damage. They tried to minimize collateral damage. And they thought that 5% number seemed low to them. We should be okay with that. That should be good. They know full well this is redistribution of wealth. They believed it's a limited redistribution of wealth that wouldn't blow up in their faces the way it did. Further, it ain't done. This will impact you. I'm telling you, this will impact you if you have an employer-provided policy. It will. They knew this. Instead of a sweeping change to a government-run single-payer system favored by Democratic liberals, make that just favored by Democrats, members of the administration sought to preserve the existing system of employer-provided health insurance while covering the uninsured through the expansion of Medicaid and changes to the individual insurance market. But throughout the process, they knew that some level of redistributing wealth, creating losers as well as winners, was inescapable. Of course it is. This is so laughable. Of course it is. Now, the New York Times couches this. Well, you know, they had to do this. This is where Bill Maher saying, this is much like Bill Maher saying, President Obama had to lie for the greater good. He just had to. Because in the end, this is going to be good. Well, no, it isn't. What it is going to be a further redistribution of wealth, which is, by definition, socialism. And I like how the White House has banished the word, just like war on terror. Well, if we disappear these words, then nobody notices. This is how much they are willing to insult the intelligence of the American public. And there are some liberals still falling for it, but that number is dwindling. So, yes, redistribution is a banished word at the White House. I wonder if they've got around to banning corpsemen, or if that one is still allowed. Well, just by one occupant of the White House. It's 10:58. You are just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.